I have Zamir Price.
Yes.
17 years of age, and he's the owner of Zamir Eyewear.
Yes.
Pretty funky glasses, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is that part of the collection, what you got on right now?
Yes, this is it.
Brother, I met you, young man doing it big. I met you at a men's leadership conference.
Yep.
And you were there, and after I spoke, you talked to me about your entrepreneurship. And
yes.
I said, brother, I got to get you on the show. We got to talk about this.
Yes.
Tell the listeners your background, who you are, and what you do.
Well, I'm 17 years old. I just started my eyewear line. I just launched in May. It was always my dream. I was always an entrepreneur. I always, sold
things.
Now,
when you say always an entrepreneur, you're only 17. So are we talking 12 to 17?
I'm younger than that. I remember,
what did you do? What was your entrepreneurial spirit back then?
I remember with my dad, I used to sell his speakers at work. I used to.
What you used to do what?
I used to sell his speakers. Like, he had these speakers, and I used to sell them to people.
Yeah, that's called stealing. Did you?
No, he knew.
He knew you were selling his speakers. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
We had a yard sale. I'm selling TVs, negotiating with people,
what
I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how I really started, with my dad. He was all a businessman, too. And I feel like he just molded me and shaped me. And, that's how I really started. But I never knew, what lane I really wanted to go to, what I really wanted to do. And now I'm expanding. I'm doing frames. I'm about to work on a bag collection, luggage. I'm about to work on my own fragrance. And it's coming together.
So let's talk about the glasses. It's unique. Right?
Yes.
The style that you have on right now, was that basically the common style of your eyewear?
No, it's these small ones, and then it's a bigger lens for men.
Okay.
And the women is it's kind of like a cat eye look.
A cat eye look.
Yeah, but I'm working on the sunglasses.
They
just kind of optical right now.
How does your point of sale work? Do people go online? Are they direct to customer sale? How does it work?
It's online right now, and I'm working on getting them in stores.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the website people can go to?
ZahmirEyewear.com. ZahmirEyewear.com.
ZahmirEyewear.com.
Yes. And it is free shipping.
Free shipping?
Yes, sir.
That means they worked it in the price of the glasses. That's what that means. Yeah, that's a business, man.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's how we did it, y'all. That's how we did it.
Yep.
All right, so I'm looking on the website, and these are beautiful glasses.
Thank you.
Beautiful glasses. You have really unique colors. You have turquoise. You have something called women wine red.
Yeah.
You got pink pattern, which is a pattern with pink splashes in it. I think that's very unique.
Thank you.
You got black, gray, round frames. You got white, black patterns. You got galleries. Looks like you got some folks styling and profiling with your glasses. Do you ever go up to a celebrity and say, man, put these on real quick?
Well, I mean, I'm connected with, a lot of, people. Canton Jones. I don't know if y'all know Canton Jones, Real Talk Kim. They're my pastors. And,
oh, wait a minute.
They
hold
support
on.
Me.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to Real Talk Kim. All right. I know exactly who Real Talk Kim is.
Yeah, yeah, she has a website.
Yeah, I almost sent her a cease and desist because my show was called Real Talk with Rashawn Richie, and I think she stole it. But it's okay. I like Real Talk Kim is a white woman, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Real Talk Kim.
Yeah.
She real, though.
She real.
For a white woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you got the glasses going.
Yes.
People can go online. They can order them. They are very affordable.
Yes.
Now, do your glasses come with any warranty, or can people buy a warranty?
Not right now.
You need to think about that, sir.
I know. I am. Right now, that's not available, but I am working on that.
All right.
I am making that,
let's
getting
put
that possible
for everybody.
Let's put
a warranty on that thing. They pay an extra $10.
Right?
Okay. You say you're going into luggage.
Yes.
So you got glasses. I don't see the connection, brother. Help me with the connection. Why luggage?
I just try to do things that I like, things that I'm inspired by, things that, I will wear. I do pieces that, I like. Mm-hmm. So that also with fragrance. I love fragrance. I wear it all the time. It's something I like. I like luggage. I like bags. I like book bags. That's something I like to have. So I'm just trying to recreate my style and, give it to other people.
Glasses, luggage, what else?
Fragrance.
Okay. Now, how do you do that, brother? How do you come up with a fragrance?
Well, I really just go through these companies and they help me with the smell and the scents.
Okay. So you get to kind of pick out
right.
the variation of smell that you want to have.
Right, exactly.
And then you market it from there.
Yes.
That's good yep. stuff, man. Brother, you're only 17.
Yes.
What you want to do when you grow up? I know that seems I know this seems like a crazy question because you're doing more than most brothers,
right,
okay?
Right.
So, but what do you want to do? What's your long-term goal here?
I want to connect with people, and especially like the youth. And my goal is to really connect with them and just start something where I don't want everybody to think like black young men are all just out here doing the wrong things, you know? I want us to have this, I want them to look at us as, you know, we can be wealthy, we can start our own businesses, and they all be legal, you know? And I want to help young people as well. I want to help them start their businesses, and, you know, that's my goal.
The panel discussion that took place after I spoke yeah. at the conference, I realized that everybody up there was a millionaire. Now, right. I was the only one who wasn't a millionaire,
uh-huh.
okay? And one of the guys said, we're here because we want to show you, you don't have to be a jerk to be rich.
Right.
And that statement stood out to me,
mm-hmm.
that even though these are very wealthy people and they are very established, they take the time to mentor other people. They
right.
don't have to. They don't need any money.
Right.
Right? And there's a stigma that once you become a bona fide business person mm-hmm. and you're successful, that
right.
you have to be a jerk. You got to step on other people. And I'm so thankful that you are exposed
right.
to men who are wealthy and who are telling you that's not how you have to do it.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a good team behind me, people like mentoring me, and that's also what I want to do. I want to definitely mentor young people, youth. You know, I'm young as well, but, you know, I mentor people.
You're talking about 10-year-olds. It's cool. It's all perception,
yeah.
right? So,
yep.
yeah, you can mentor young people.
Right.
In the studio, man, I see you got your folks here.
Yes.
Mom and dad.
Yes.
Very supportive, obviously.
Yes. Man, we came a long way. You
yeah.
know, like, I remember this all was just a thought. Like,
yeah.
I thought about it, and I'm like, man, I want to do this. And then I woke up, and everything changed. And it was because of them. Like, they shaped me, they molded me to be the person I am today.
You know, I didn't realize you were 17 when I first met you because you got a full grown man beard. I can't even grow my beard like that, bro.
I know. I get this a lot.
Man, let me tell you something. I said, wait a minute, because I was emailing you back and forth,
uh-huh.
and we were coming up with the time for him to come on the show.
Right.
And, man, you hit me with something. You said, all right, that's cool. Let me check with my parents.
You're like, what?
Why does a grown man need to check with his parents? I thought you were at least 25,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody cool, say though. That. Yeah,
it's all right, man. What you use, man? You put something on there, make that fuzz go out like that?
No.
That's just the way it grow?
Yeah, that's just how it is.
Some guys are just got all the luck, man. Did yours grow, Julian? I mean, I got the mustache and the chin action. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got. I can't give you nothing more than that. You got your homeboy over here.
Yes. This Demo is my cousin, Kadeem. He was actually working on the software. And he, you know, getting that together. So we all, like, the whole family.
All of the jails, right?
Exactly.
Hey, man.
We all got something going on.
I'm proud of you. You obviously are going to be very successful. I want to make sure people know how they can get at you,
right.
how they can connect with you. I know we got the website, ZamireEyewear.com,
yes.
ZAHMERE, eyewear.com. You
yes.
can go there, check out his products. How can people connect?
You can check my social media out at You Know Cashmere. And we also, I do gospel music as well. My group, Team Jesus Bloodline.
Wait a minute, bro. What you do? Yeah, what kind of music?
We rap. We do gospel music.
Man, this bro like the T.I.
Yeah.
of holy hip hop. And sell glasses, luggage,
yeah,
and cologne.
Yeah.
This man making everybody else's money. Man, that's too good, man. I love it. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. And you can check us out at Book Team Jesus. We perform at all type of events. I mean, we in clubs and churches. Just ministering to people and, you know, sharing that love and giving back.
All right. If y'all got room, there's a rapper, little known rapper in the streets called Lil Left Hook. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah.
404-892-2703, Realest Man on Radio.